This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There were two big firsts in the world of sports this week. The Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup, and the Denver Nuggets won their first NBA championship. Viewers, of course, had some viewing options, live on TV or streaming. Those streaming deals for big league sports are becoming increasingly lucrative as media companies try, and then try some more, to reclaim the audiences they have lost to cord cutting. But while streaming is giving sports fans more options, it's creating some headaches for advertisers, most particularly as we head into 2024, political campaigns. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams explains.
This year's NHL finals are likely to be different from next year's, and not just in terms of who raises the Stanley Cup.
The silver trophy to the Golden Knights!
By this time next year, big games like that are going to be saturated with political ads.
We've known for a long time that sports and politics are similar.
Ben Engel handles ad buying for Republican clients at National Media Research Planning and Placement. He says that natural connection makes live sports events a great place to run political ads.
There's competition. People tend to pick a side, cheer for that side, follow that side, watch that side, consuming it as it happens. And they're attentive and engaged, which is what you want out of your audience.
Campaign ad buyers like him even have data about which sports appeal most to which voters.
You know, in terms of partisanship trends, we see college sports traditionally do really well against high turnout Republican voters. You know, NFL does well against both parties. NBA tends to skew toward Democrats.
Rebound, Brown!
But as many viewers switch to streaming sports rather than watching on cable or broadcast, it can make it harder for campaigns to reach them with their many, many ads.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Committed to America PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Jesse Conterio is with MIQ Political, which helps place political ads on streaming services, websites, and outdoor displays. He says those many ads need to go many places.
The average U.S. household streams content on 7 paid streaming apps today. And 29% of U.S. households actually subscribe to 10 or more streaming apps.
All those subscriptions give campaigns a lot more data to help target those messages and more places to reach voters.
So it just expands the surface area of where you can advertise, and particularly with live sports.
Adam Meldrum is president of the GOP-affiliated media buying company, AdVictory.
You have all of these legacy cable channels and broadcast channels that cover live sports, but then you also have now all this streaming inventory that's available too.
But campaigns are still figuring out how best to use that inventory, and Jesse Conterio says, which streams will actually be available.
Whether or not political campaigns will be able to run on all of the apps that have locked in some of those live sporting events is yet to be seen.
Many of the streaming services have ad-free tiers. Media buyers say Amazon Prime and Apple TV Plus currently don't even take political ads, and it's still not clear exactly what some other services will allow. But the bottom line for the 2024 campaigns is that more streaming options probably mean more work and bigger ad spends. Democratic consultant Tim Lim.
You are going to have to be moving into streaming, whether or not you want to or not, you have to, in order to be able to reach voters.
Lim says that could add another 20 to 25% to campaigns' TV ad budgets. Over the next few election cycles, he expects ads on streaming services will start looking a lot like the ads on local and cable news today. So for sports fans slash voters hoping their streaming subscriptions will save them from campaign ads,
you will likely be seeing a lot more political ads on streaming platforms this cycle than you did last cycle.
There's really nowhere left to hide. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.